Going Net Zero. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We've been following an effort to make a Michigan house the oldest net zero home in the country. That means in a year, the home will produce as much energy as it uses, or more. Lester Graham reports the owners have reached that goal.
Matt and Kelly Grokoff bought an old house in a historic neighborhood in Ann Arbor a few years ago. Matt wanted to show that making an older home an energy-efficient showcase made a lot more sense than building new. He wanted to use it as an example for others. Kelly was just a little skeptical.
When we first bought the house and Matt was talking about what he wanted to do and, you know, what some goals might be, part of me was sort of like, yeah, you know, Matt's a dreamer. He likes to think big, and it's really happening.
Matt has worked with new technologies, new approaches, struggled with bureaucrats getting permits, worked through red tape of the utility company. There have been some mistakes along the way in trying to make the old house really efficient, but showing how it could be done was part of the idea. On the day we were visiting this fall, the final major element was being installed: solar panels. Matt says this is going to take the house from being super energy efficient to actually producing more electricity than it uses.
I actually read the other day, Newsweek had a quote that solar panels will return 15% every single year. Now, last time I checked, savings accounts were 0%. CDs were 2.9%, which is actually 0% after inflation. And the S&P 500 stock was under 3%. Investing in your own home is the best thing you can do right now, especially in this economy.
Matt says he'll get his money back on this system in 8 years. But that wouldn't have been possible without some incentives. His utility company offers incentives, and government tax credits covered 30% of the cost. While tax credits for things like insulation and other efficiencies end on December 31st, tax credits for solar energy systems, geothermal heat pumps, residential wind turbines, and fuel cells will be in place until the end of 2016. In the end, he'll have out-of-pocket expenses amounting to about $19,000 for a $56,000 solar installation.
If it weren't for those incentives, the payback would be much, much longer, but would still be beneficial. I also want to make the point that the systems are coming down in cost every year. I'm paying less than somebody who installed solar 2 years ago.
And experts predict the cost of solar panels will continue to go down.
4 years from now, they're saying that solar will be on par with coal as far as a per kilowatt cost. That's when these incentives may not be as necessary going forward.
Now that those solar panels are installed, on average over the year, Matt's electricity bill will be $0. And he's being paid by his utility for producing renewable energy. Score. And all it took was some determination, some creative financing, and a view to the future. Kelly Grokoff says it's been an interesting learning experience.
There are more resources available than people might think. It's just hard to find them. But if we can do it, anyone can do it. Almost anyone.
Matt's quick to note, much of what they've learned is now online at his website, greenovation.tv, where you can see the house and a lot of information about how to do it yourself. The Grokoffs say they've preserved an old home, honoring the past, in a way that stops energy waste and contributing to global warming, their way of honoring the future. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.
You can assess your home's energy efficiency by visiting the Government Energy Star website. We've got a link at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.